I would like to highlight a couple of important clinical trials within the Hoosier Oncology Group. My colleague at Indiana University, Kathy Miller, presented important data in breast cancer, looking at patients with metastatic disease who'd previously been treated, and they were randomized to getting either paclitaxel alone or paclitaxel with bevacizumab. And her data reported at ASCO last year indicated that the response rates were higher and the time to disease progression were significantly longer with that combination. Survival data is not yet mature, but it looks promising at this point. So we've taken that look and we have decided to try to apply this to small cell lung cancer. And so within the Hoosier Oncology Group, we're actually using Kathy's regimen with weekly paclitaxel combined with every other week bevacizumab, and it's given at 10 milligrams per kilogram as she had given it on her protocol. And the idea here is that angiogenesis is very important in small cell lung cancer, that those patients who have high VEGF levels have a worse prognosis compared to those patients with low VEGF levels, and that the combination obviously looked very exciting, particularly when you combine angiogenesis inhibitors with low-dose taxanes, which are also believed to have anti-angiogenic properties as well. So we are conducting that phase 2 study in the Hoosier Oncology Group, and my hope would be to push that forward and to push angiogenesis forward within small cell lung cancer research.
What was your thinking in choosing to look at paclitaxel as opposed to nab-paclitaxel?
No great reason for that other than Kathy's regimen appeared very promising. And paclitaxel has been studied in small cell lung cancer. It's certainly an active agent. In fact, it's the reason why two large randomized trials were done with paclitaxel combined with EP, one in Greece and one in the CALGB. Unfortunately, those three drug regimens were no better than the two drug regimens. But having said that, it does have its unique single agent activity. And we do have the safety data from Kathy's study and the promise that this is an effective regimen. So that's why we did choose that regimen.